With Mount Redoubt's activity over the last few weeks, the disruption of flights has made the job of supplying Western Alaska stores even tougher than usual. KNOM's John Francis in Nome has more.
Stores in Bush, Alaska have a lot to contend with when it comes to getting perishable goods and items to customers. Between bypassed mail, weather, and even the occasional volcano, the challenges have to be met by Nome's three store managers daily. Nome Trading Company manager Bill Cash admits that while a supply chain is vulnerable, they can't just raise prices overnight to compensate.
Whenever there is a fog out or a snow out or Mount Redoubt blows up, it throws everything behind it, particularly in perishables, produce, milk, eggs, things like that. Every 6 months you take an inventory and see how you're doing, and then you decide a new strategy. Just because something happened like Redoubt, you just don't go ahead and raise prices right now. You just do the best you can, take care of the customer with what you have, because basically you can't invent an apple or an orange or a head of lettuce or a gallon of milk.
But even when the weather is calm, the stores have another set of problems stemming from cargo delivery, according to Alaska Commercial Company manager Mike McNally.
Bypassed mail system can be quite unpredictable. It's not a perfect system, but it is the most cost-effective system for getting merchandise up here. Again, it comes down to a carrier's what they call lift, if they have enough lift or capacity. And a carrier never knows from day to day how much bypass mail is going to be put upon them from the post office. So they may be overwhelmed and it may not all go today or the next day. And there's really no way to track it. It's not like a FedEx shipment. You just don't know until it shows up at the back door.
Store managers like McNally also have to deal with unforgiving suppliers.
Essentially, when you order merchandise from your suppliers, you've paid for it. As soon as it goes out their door, you own it. So if it gets damaged, lost, or spoiled, or what have you, it just cuts into your business. There's no real recourse for that. There are some of our products that we bring up here that are not bypass, that are a little bit more sensitive. For example, ice cream that will air freight. But again, if the planes can't fly, it doesn't matter whether it's air freight or bypass.
But Nome Safeway manager Pam Parnell says her store does have a way to combat those expiration dates.
Safeway has a warehouse in Anchorage called JBG, and I've been working closely with them. So we're trying to get them to take our dairy load that came from the Seattle area and distribute that to other stores in Anchorage so we can get the freshest product possible. Because if we're not going to get it anyway, why let the older dated stuff even come in? Because people are going to want to buy the most fresh dated anyway.
Parnell agrees with Cash and McNally that the complaints about getting products into the bush come from one source.
People that have lived here for a number of years are pretty understanding when they see the empty shelves. And it's usually the newer people that go, you know, how come you guys don't order this? And say, it's been ordered for weeks, but it's just not here. And so I think in general, most people are pretty understanding. We all face unique challenges living in Nome or the bush communities.
No matter which issue managers contend with, McNally says it all comes down to rural Alaska's modern-day transportation lifeline.
In the lower 48, when you buy groceries from a supplier, there's a scheduled delivery day and time. In Nome, it doesn't work that way. It shows up whenever the planes have either the capacity or don't have any other weather issues, or like we have right now, a volcano. Kind of makes me imagine what it was like back during the gold rush before groceries were actually flown to the bush. Most of your groceries would come in the summertime, so perishables were almost non-existent. And that's kind of like the situation we're dealing with right now with that volcano. Because if planes don't fly, nothing comes in.
In Nome, I'm John Francis.